From the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, you're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
Deer cutting chainsaws, killing the trees. Something, everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run.
And welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Each week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. In the news, you'll hear about corporations, government agencies, and people who are killing the planet. And you'll also hear about folks who have detailed information about saving what's left. They all have names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, or web addresses. So please get a pencil or a pen and some recycled paper to write down the information, because this isn't couch potato radio. This is activist radio, and I urge you to take down the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods, up on a tripod or a tree sit, or locked down at the Dragon in the road blockade. If you have information, news, comments, or announcements for Earth First Radio, please keep your pencil handy and listen for the contact information later on in the show. And as always, we're going to start off with announcements. Cascadia Forest Alliance is holding their fifth annual Resist Dance Sunday, September 10th from 12 to 9 p.m. at Laurelhurst Park in Portland, Oregon. Music and fun in the sun bring the entire family, they say. These are the bands that are scheduled to play: Timothy Hull, the Pagan Jug Band, Nicole Campbell, Land of the Blind, Michael Hagmeyer, and Trey Arrow. Come out and support your local tree sitters and their effort to protect your watershed. There will be games for children and adults. For more information, call in Portland, Oregon, 241-4879. Once again, that number in Portland, Oregon, 241-4879. Or you can go to their webpage at www.cascadiaforestalliance.org. That's www.cascadiaforestalliance.org. And once again, Cascadia Forest Alliance's fifth annual Resist Dance, Sunday, September 10th, from 12 to 9 p.m. at Laurelhurst Park in Portland, Oregon. In the Northern Rockies, it's the Wild Rockies Rendezvous, entitled this year 40 Freedoms. The Alliance for the Wild Rockies hosts the 15th annual Wild Rockies Rendezvous on September 14th through 16th at the Missoula Children's Theater. That's on the corner of Adams and East Broadway in downtown Missoula, Montana. Dave Foreman, founder of Earth First and founder and chairman of the Wildlands Project, presents the Rendezvous keynote address on Thursday, September 14th at 7:15 p.m. This three-day event features panel discussions, workshops, and live music and dancing. The Wild Rockies Rendezvous began in 1985 to promote wilderness-based ecosystem protection in the Northern Rockies. If you'd like to check out their schedule, visit their webpage at www.wildrockiesalliance.org. That's www.wildrockiesalliance, all one word, .org. Or you can give them a call, 406-721-5420. That's 406-721-5420. For room and travel arrangements, you could contact the Alliance for the Wild Rockies, Bob Clark. Once again, his number, 406-721-5420, or you could send him email at bc@wildrockiesalliance.org. That's bc@wildrockiesalliance, all one word, .org. And once again, the Wild Rockies Rendezvous this year entitled 40 Freedoms, September 14th through 16th in Missoula, Montana. And the 14th annual Forest Reform Rally. The Forest Reform Network, the American Lands Alliance, and local host Texas Committee on Natural Resources invite you to the year 2000's Forest Reform Rally. It's going to be held at the Chain of Lakes Conference Center near the Sam Houston National Forest, September 15th through 17th. This is your chance to see the lovely southern mixed forests that flourish in East Texas. We'll visit an endangered red-cockaded woodpecker colony, stroll beneath tall swamp chestnut oaks, water hickories, and laurel oaks, and enjoy beautiful southern magnolia trees. Watch for late-blooming wildflowers to drop a spot of color on the forest floor. Each year, the rally offers forest activists the opportunity to get acquainted, learn from each other, and strategize how to protect our valuable public lands. We'll discuss legislation, litigation, wilderness, restoration, and such burning questions as the use of prescription fire. For more information, the contact for the Texas Committee on Natural Resources, you can write them at 1301 South Interstate Highway 35, Suite 301, Austin, Texas, 78741. Once again, that address, Texas Committee on Natural Resources, 1301 South Interstate Highway 35, Suite 301, Austin, Texas, 78741. Or you could try giving them a call, 512-441-1122. Once again, the number, 512-441-1122. And to send email, here's their email address, tconr@mindspring.com. That's tconr@mindspring.com. For information about the 14th Annual Forest Reform Rally, to be held September 15th through 17th at the Chain of Lakes Conference Center near the Sam Houston National Forest in Texas. And that same weekend is the Healing Self, Healing Earth, Experience our Deep Ecology, Feeling Our Shamanic Roots Conference. This is being held September 15th through 17th at the Sesquatchie Valley Institute at Moonshadow in Tennessee. Come join us for a magical weekend as we purify and deepen our connection to the self, the earth, and each other. We will explore our inner and outer environments through shamanic journeying, nature awareness, a sweat lodge ceremony, sharing circles, and deep ecology processes. Being immersed in nature will allow us to renew and strengthen our commitment to the earth and all her creatures. Together we will discover our unique gifts for aiding humanity and our planet at this crucial time. We can make a difference. The facilitators are Kathy Petoviano, as an environmental educator, shamanic practitioner, and wildlife biologist. Kathy is the founder of the Emergence Healing Center, where she teaches classes in shamanism and offers private healing sessions. She has led workshops in shamanism, deep ecology, women's issues, outdoor leadership, team building, and naturalist programs. Kathy blends a background of deep personal growth work with her strong love and connection to the earth and spirit. Also facilitating is Bill Pfeiffer, founder and director of the Sacred Earth Network, a well-respected environmental group combining practical activism and essential deep ecology. Bill brings a dynamic mixture of open-heartedness, sensitivity, and a fierce determination for a peaceful, sustainable future. He has studied extensively with John Seed, Joanna Macy, and John Perkins. There's a pretty substantial cost for this weekend, but it is sliding scale and includes food, camping, and workshop fees. There are partial scholarships available for some participants. To register, contact Ashley at the Sesquatchie Valley Institute. The number, 949-5922. The number again, 423-949-5922. Or you can send email to mediarights@bledsoe.net. That's mediarights@bledsoe.net. Space is limited, they say, so please register early. And all proceeds from the workshop will help support environmental action projects. Once again, September 15th through 17th. Healing Self, Healing Earth at the Sesquatchie Valley Institute at Moonshadow in Tennessee. And Casey Neal, that Earth First singer-songwriter, and his trio will be appearing at several places this coming weekend, Sunday, August 27th. He'll be at Portland, Oregon with trio mandolinist Zach Borden and his band, The Lizzies. They open for Daryl Anger and Mike Marshall Band at the Aladdin Theater. And not exactly sure where that is, but if you're in Portland, Oregon, maybe you'd know where the Aladdin Theater is, and you can go on Sunday. Doesn't say what time they open either, but if you're in Portland, I guess you're going to have to figure it out. Next Thursday, August 31st, also in Portland, Oregon,
Casey is solo and with friends at the Laurel Thirst at the corner of 29th and Glisson in Portland, Oregon, on Thursday the 31st. In September, Casey will be in Seattle, Washington at the Bumper Shoot Festival. That's at Northwest Court Stage. I guess they're going to have more than one stage at this festival. For more information, go to the webpage www.bumpershoot.com. And he'll be appearing at 1:30 p.m. That's September 3rd in Seattle, Washington. And Casey appears on Friday, September 8th and September 9th in Sisters, Oregon at the Sisters Folk Festival. www.sistersfolkfestival.com for more information on that one. He'll be doing afternoon sets and a Saturday evening show with Carter and Grammer and Guy Clark. Also, Robin and Linda Williams, Misty River and John McEwen. Sounds like a great show in Sisters, Oregon, Friday, September 8th and September 9th. Be sure and say hello to Casey for him, Uncle Dennis. And here's an announcement. Calls needed to stop the fee demo extension. I guess you need to call your senators and congresspeople about this one. A rider in the Senate Interior Appropriations Bill would extend the recreational fee demonstration program known as fee demo for another year until 2002. Recreation fees create a perverse incentive for public land agencies to maximize high-impact recreational activities such as ski resorts, which will generate more revenue for land managers. Rather than extending fee demo again through a rider, Congress should allow the program to expire next September as scheduled. This July, Representatives Lois Capps and Frank Pallone sent a letter to the Interior Appropriations Conference Committee urging it to remove the fee demo rider. Thanks to your hard